The former Secretary General of South Sudan's ruling party says the Arusha deal will help the warring parties focus on the root causes of the conflict. Pagana Mum says the SPLM is now ready to address the leadership struggle and lack of democracy within the party. He says President Kiir and rebel leader Riek Machar have shown to the people that it is possible to reconcile and restore peace in the country.
Reuniting the SPLM, resolving the main points of disagreement and conflict in the SPLM organization. And this will pave the way for us to move to Addis Ababa to also end the war and sign a peace agreement that will usher South Sudan into peace and into a transition towards democracy. These are the right steps, and that is the where our focus should be.
Suppose the SPLM reunites itself today, President Kiir being the head of the party, Dr. Riek Machar, his deputy, and then you resuming your post as the Secretary General. What is it new that the SPLM will deliver this time that it did not deliver last year or before the crisis?
The SPLM will learn the lesson from its mistakes, from its failure, to lead the people of South Sudan, and this will be the entire SPLM leadership. President Kiir has made mistakes, has misled the country, and he will learn lessons from this. Victor Riek Machar the same, myself the same, everybody. And therefore, our agenda is going to be an agenda of reform, an agenda of having learned lessons from our failures and mistakes in the past. We will be able to provide now a visionary leadership, a leadership that is more effective, that is more people's-oriented, a leadership that will lead the people of South Sudan to peace, to reconcile the people of South Sudan, to heal the nation, and to provide a leadership that will begin to build a state that is democratic, that will provide opportunities for all South Sudanese without any discrimination.
There are skeptics within South Sudan who are saying that they don't believe that President Kiir and rebel leader Riek Machar and Pagana Moon will again sit under one roof and talk about the affairs of SPLM. Do you agree with them?
I do not agree with them because, as we just said, that the news is that we are sitting under one roof in Arusha and discussing to agree. And we are already, you have also reported that we are signing an agreement. So we are already talking, we are already sitting under one roof, we are already agreeing. So the skeptics are just skeptical. They are allowed to be skepticals, but life is showing something different.
Let's talk about the future. Your party has not held its convention for quite a long time. Most of the leadership within the party kept postponing the convention. And these are some of the party mechanism for democracy within the party. If there is going to be elections within the SPLM today or tomorrow, are you vying for the top seat?
Our first SPLM priority now is to reunite the SPLM, reorganize it, revitalize it, and correct the mistakes that have been committed. This is the priority. We would then proceed to the second priority, and that is to organize the SPLM from grassroots upward through its congresses. The congresses will be adopting policies, positions, and clear programs how to take South Sudan out of this crisis.
That's Pagana Mum, former Secretary General of South Sudan's ruling party.